And this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Residents of Syria's eastern Ghouta region are described as hunkering in basements and bomb shelters, trying to survive intense bombardment of the besieged rebel-held enclave. Video uploaded to social media showed bodies of the dead being taken away from rubble of buildings to a makeshift morgue. More than 300 have been killed in the past days. Ravina Shamdasani is a spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
We have documented that over the past 2 weeks, at least 1,200 civilian casualties have been documented. This includes people who were injured and people who have been killed.
The UN Security Council is expected to debate a draft resolution calling for a 30-day ceasefire. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is appalled by the carnage.
I am deeply saddened by the terrible suffering of the civilian population in eastern Ghouta, 400,000 people that live in hell. On Earth.
Meanwhile, Turkey has warned pro-regime forces face serious consequences for entering the northwest Afrin region of Syria to help Kurdish fighters against Turkish forces. Dozens of schoolgirls abducted by the insurgency Boko Haram from a school in northeast Yobe State have been rescued by the army. Insurgents attacked the school Monday. Several are still missing. Bucky Honabari is leader of the Bring Back Our Girls campaign, formed after the mass abduction of girls from a Chibok school 4 years ago.
It's not enough to bring people back, or the girls back, or other people back. What is important is schools must be safe, schools must be protected.
The 2014 abduction drew global attention on Boko Haram, blamed for some 20,000 deaths over 9 years. This is VOA News. In Venezuela, the opposition coalition said it will boycott the air.